Om Shanti. 12th April 2019, Friday. The slogan from today is Sakar Murli. Those who always eat the nourishment of happiness remain healthy. Those who always eat the nourishment of happiness remain healthy. So, there is a link of happiness and health. And a lot of scientific studies have been done on this topic, relating happiness and health. There is one study which says that in America, people were asked what they want, happiness or health. So about 65% people had chosen happiness. But then happiness and health go together. If one comes, other has to come. So when we think, when Baba is saying that happiness is nourishment, when you are happy, you are healthy. When you are not happy, probably you are not enjoying full health. So, what are the health benefits of happiness? What are the health benefits of happiness? A happy person would be more energetic. A happy person would be more immune to diseases, because happiness increases immunity power. Happy person will be more tireless. Somebody has defined that to be happy, it depends on which activities you are doing. Like an activity that soaks you, that activity that absorbs you, an activity that makes you lose the consciousness of time. Somebody has described happiness is when you are working at 9 o'clock and the next time when you see the watch, it is 10 o'clock at night. That means you are happy. In between you have no time or even the consciousness to look at time. It is, the activity has totally drowned the person. Is so interested in it, is so much involved in it. So, happiness is such a thing that unless and until we are happy, we can never become completely healthy. An unhappy person with negative thoughts would have effects on his health, definitely. If he is sick, he will take more time to recover. If he is healthy, then there are chances of his falling sick very often. And most of the diseases of such person, physical illnesses, are because of some psychological disturbances. Or we can say they are psychosomatic. There are so many huge list of illnesses in medical field which have their relationships with thoughts. They have risen out of unhappiness, dissatisfaction, negative thought pattern, and these people keep on suffering. They don't get relief even with any medications. Though it seems altogether on the surface it seems as if this has got no correlation with this, but even such diseases have a very strong correlation with the state of the mind. There was a study on nuns, and a very landmark study on nuns which was done long back, and which showed that which linked happiness with longevity. They found out group of nuns they were happy and they were found to live up till 84 or 85 years of age. There's another group, another quarter of nuns, and they couldn't live up to that because they were all the time dissatisfied in their monastic lives. So we will have tried to study happiness from all perspective, and they have come to certain conclusions that what happiness is not related to. And the first thing they found out is happiness is not related to money. And the greatest name here is there's one economist. He was the first economist, Sterling. It is known as the Sterling paradox. The first world famous economics to study happiness. He studied happiness in different nations, and he found out that the more the wealth increases, it's not necessary that person becomes happy. Rather, he found that poorer nations' happiness level is much more than those after the same people achieve more money, their happiness does not increase. If person is here, he has less money, and then he is unhappy here, and then he strives and he becomes rich here. So his happiness, it is not necessary that his happiness has increased. But then there are some other studies which have come up with some other data. They say that no, those countries who are rich are more happy. But then these studies cannot be compared because they are happening in different nations where the criteria are changing. But still, there is a very famous, this is known as Sterling paradox, which states that happiness has not direct relationship with money. If you are thinking that let me have more money and I will become happy, it's not like that. So money, that is one thing. Second, they said happiness is not linked with children. People say that we are not having children, let the children come, then we will become happy. Rather, there's another study which has shown and which has come to the conclusion that in couple's life, happiness decreases when the first son comes, and happiness comes back when the last son departs. They have come to this conclusion. I don't know the veracity or how much truth that is, but they have said like that first, wealth is not directly related to happiness. Second, children, not related too much to happiness. They feel that when their children are not there, when they are not there, there is unhappiness. But the results are paradoxical. There's something else. People have come to some other conclusions. When they study it, I'm talking of scientific studies. I'm not talking of just emotions. Emotionally, person feels, oh yes, my son is there, I'm more happy. It's not like that. So they have said that it's not related to children. Third thing, there are some studies which have they have studied happiness and youth, and the studies come to the conclusion that youth is not directly relation, no direct relation to happiness. It's not directly related to happiness. In the heyday, when the person is youth, person feels that happiness is too much, but they found that no, when the person enters the middle age or matured age, that time he becomes more happy rather than in youth. These are all paradoxical things, what we believe and what they found out. So it's not just the youth that makes one happy. So happiness is a very different thing. It has got entirely different dimensions. And to understand one to happiness is really a very important task in life. What really makes a man happy? If we keep on making a list, we will have to negate things. No, this doesn't make me happy. If we just list 10 things, after deep pondering, we will come to the conclusion that, yes, no, this doesn't make me happy. This doesn't make me happy. This doesn't make me happy. On the surface, it is appearing that particular thing is making me happy, but in fact, it is not making me happy. So, what is real happiness. You know, there's one thing which is known as positive thinking. A lot of research have been done, and the greatest name in the positive psychology is Martin Seligman, where he has stated about a lot of things. If you want to read, a lot of even books after books are there on this topic. Positive psychology is the new branch of psychology, where they have focused entirely on health and happiness. So one is optimism, one is positive thinking, positive way of life, positive outlook. All of these things have been indirectly linked with happiness. A person is cheerful, a person who is positive, a person who is happy, automatically he moves towards health, healthy lifestyle. Naturally, you can't, it's like how the happiness leads to health. There are so many links to it. When a person is happy, he will never do destructive activities. When a person is happy, he will never go indulge in overeating. When a person is happy, he will never indulge in addictions. When a person is happy, he will never have destructive relationships. And all of these things, in turn, will lead to health. When a person is healthy or happy, he will go for walking. He will do exercise. That exercise will help him become healthy. Happiness doesn't directly make him healthy, but happiness makes him adopt a lifestyle which leads to health. So when a person is healthy, he will get up early in the morning. When the person is happy, he will get up early in the morning. When the person is happy, he will go for a walk, he will do little exercise, he will do some deep breathing exercise. When a person is happy, he is less likely to hurt anybody, less likely to cause any disturbance to anybody. So he will be stress-free in one way. The more one is stress-free, automatically the stress-free state will lead to happiness, health. Because whenever there is a stress, there are health issues. Wherever there is a stress, there are health issues. So stress leads to disease, but happiness indirectly is leading to self stress-free lifestyle. So this is how happiness is linked with health. So to stay happy all the time, Baba often says in Murli that happiness is a nourishment, a khurak. So if you keep on eating this nourishment, you will always stay happy. So if one wants to become physically healthy, even just physical health, happiness is a very, very important factor in physical health. And even in Brahmin life, one should be physically healthy in order to do a very good purusharth, very good effort. Because we have seen that when person falls sick, his graph of effort comes down. Suppose a person doesn't get good sleep. Can he do powerful Amritvela? No. If the person is in pain whole night, can he do good Amritvela? No. When the person is admitted, or there is a chronic illness which is going on for years together, so there would be always some lacunae in his efforts. When the person is suffering from some negative pattern of thinking, can he churn knowledge? What is needed for churning of knowledge? A lot of concentration is needed. For churning of knowledge, for example, you have a topic, any topic, for example, Golden Age, and you are asked to talk on it, and you are sick, and there's a lot of negative thinking going on in the mind, there's a conflict in relationship, and you have to give a talk on Golden Age next day. Can you give? Probably not. It's very difficult. For churning of knowledge, you need a very healthy mind. You need a lot of happiness within. For churning of knowledge, you need concentration. You need healthy body. So when one is sick, physically or even mentally, or mentally or even physically. You can't churn knowledge. And without churning of knowledge, there is no happiness. Without powerful yoga, there is no happiness. So, it is of utmost importance to be physically healthy. And for physical health, it's like two-way. Both things are right. When you are healthy, you are happy. And when you are happy, you are healthy. Both things are there. Unhealthy person cannot remain happy. That is another thing, that one state of the mind is very high. That time, even if you are attacked by some disease, you can stay happy. Our dadis, we have seen, in the worst of the physical ailments, their mind is always happy. That's in only rare few. Otherwise, every health issue leads to some sort of depression. Every health problem leads to inability. Every health problem leads to some or other form of negative pattern of thinking, anxiety, fears, insecurity, financial issues, so many things. Half of the problem sometimes we feel is because of the financial things. The person is sick, but the moment he hears the cost of health, he decides not to take treatment. He decides not to take treatment and decides to suffer more. But the health care is very costly. In the modern world, they say health care is only for the rich. Poors, they cannot get health care. Though in spite of everything, but they say that health care is for the rich, because the cost of medications, the investigations, admissions, everything, it's all procedures, consultation fees. Healthcare is so costly affair nowadays. If you don't have, go to the government hospitals. That's what they say. And where one has to keep on waiting and waiting for a long time. Though there are very good hospitals still, but still, that's what is the saying. So, health and happiness. These are the two things. So we were discussing, if one is unhealthy, one doesn't remain happy. When one is unhealthy, there is a fear, there is an insecurity, there is a financial thing going on in the mind. And when one is unhealthy, one feels, one becomes dependent on others. Till now, a person was walking. Or till now, a person was doing everything on his own. Dr. Anand is sitting here. He must be knowing most of the dialysis patients. There is underlying depression. Why? Because person was doing everything on his own. Now he has become totally dependent. There has to be somebody who will bring him there. And 4 hours, person is sitting in dialysis. And what he is thinking inside? What thoughts are going on within? And there are so many complications every now and then happening. So, not just this, but any chronic illness. Somebody is diagnosed with sugar and there are a lot of fluctuations. Somebody is diagnosed with cancer and now there is a battery of investigations and then there's a chemo and radio and surgery and so many things. There's no end to all of these things. All chronic illnesses. Somewhere they make person unhappy. So the best thing is protection. The best thing is healthy lifestyle. The best thing is taking utmost care of one's body. And we suffer more because of indulgence rather than self-control. Half our diseases are linked with food. What food we are eating. The more we go towards natural, the more healthy we'll become. The more we are moving away from Prakriti, nature, the more we will keep on suffering. So it's so much very strongly related with food. And a lot of studies coming up nowadays which promote plant-based food. So these all things happen when we are unhealthy. So health means proper food, health means everyday exercise, health means taking care of yourself, keeping yourself in balance, in control, taking good sleep, everything. So when we are healthy, we are happy. And here Baba is saying, when you are happy, you become healthy. This like this and this is like that. So both things are interrelated to each other. So when we are happy, as I said, we will never do all those things. We will never resort to negative thought pattern that will make us further unhappy. We will always do good things. Happiness means creativity. New ideas will come. Mind is engaged in something. Mind is busy in churning knowledge. Mind is busy in discussing knowledge. Mind is busy in giving that happiness to others. So automatically, happy person becomes happy, healthy. The person doesn't suffer much. And even if he suffers, he takes it in a very positive light. Even if the illness comes, he knows it is karmic account. Even if the illness comes, it goes away very fast. We have seen that if there are two patients, patient A and patient B, both came to us with fever and both are having fever of 101 and 102 or something like that. One is recovering very fast, other doesn't recover. Though they received the same treatment, they had the same investigations, same reports they had, same problems they had, but still one recovers fast, one doesn't recover fast. Because at heart, this person is unhappy. A is unhappy at heart. A was somewhere disturbed in life. And B had some goal. He wanted to get okay immediately, as early as possible, because he has so many things to do. So medications are not everything. In nursing care is not everything. The surroundings are not everything. Person is given a very good room, yet one can be unhappy. There's one sannyasi of ESKCON. He had narrated a very good incident. He said that there was one man and he had one car. I don't remember the name of that car. The costliest car, which is that? Huh? Ferrari is the costliest or some other, I don't know. Which was the costliest car? One man had the costliest car and he wanted this Swamiji to sit with him and he wanted to take him for a ride. And when he was taking this Swamiji for a ride, and he was bragging of himself, he was telling how rich he is and how nice everything is, and he was showing the different functions in the car. This is there, that is there, this is there, how all arrangements are there, how comfortable that car is, everything that man was showing. And so this sannyasi, this Krishna Bhakta, he was in that car moving around. And then at the end of the journey, this person, the one who was riding the car, he started crying. He said, why are you crying? You had such a good car. You have everything so nice. He said, I have everything with me, but I am unhappy. Because my children don't listen to me at all. They don't follow my instructions. I am the most unhappiest person in the world. Every day there is a conflict. I tell him something, he does something else. And this quarrel is from his childhood. It's going on for a long time. Though every day my money is increasing, material comforts are increasing, but there is no person in the world more unhappier than me. But the sannyasi said, the Swamiji said, you were showing me everything just now. And you were showing off as if you were very happy. He said, that's just in my external, superficial. Inside I am unhappy. So when there is unhappiness, these are the people who will catch hypertension. These are the people who will contract infectious diseases. These are the people who will have uncontrolled sugar and later on they will become chronic kidney patients are. These are the people who will become blind soon. These are the people who will suffer from stroke. These are the people who will suffer from abdominal issues. And this abdominal issues, more often than not, they are all related to mind. All related to mind. Most of them. Whether it is acidity, IBS, or so many other things. So, somewhere everything is linked to psychology. So the most important thing is, that's why Baba says, stay happy. Find out ways and means to stay happy. Do little acts of goodness that makes others happy. Because when I am happy, when I create happiness and when I spread happiness, the same happiness comes back to me. And that's why this is a very important thing in life, in this Brahmin life, to remain happy. So I'll read once more. So today's slogan is, those who always eat, what they eat, the nourishment of happiness, khurak, remain healthy. So those who eat, always eat, the nourishment of happiness, remain healthy. Om Shanti.